From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Mr. Valley?
Yes, Pinkham.
Mr. Valley, I went to the amusement park with my girl Cecilia last night. Oh, boy, we went into the tunnel of love.
What happened?
Nothing. We couldn't get seats together.
Oh. Yes, Rudy Valley, with Pinky Lee, Marvin Miller, Colleen Collins, Benny Kruger's music, yours truly, Truman Bradley, and Hollywood's glamorous star, Marie McDonald, brought to you by Dream Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Pinky, answer that phone. I'm having trouble dicing these carrots. I wonder if I'm using loaded dice. Better try again.
Hello? Villa Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the Bush Boy, and windows washed on the inside so you can look out and left dirty on the outside so nobody can look in, speaking. You what? Okay, yeah, here it goes. You bum, you tramp, you lazy good-for-nothing, you dirty dog. Goodbye.
Who was that?
My brother. His wife's away and he's lonesome.
Pinkham, what did you do before you blew your brains out?
Well, I work for... Just a minute, Mr. Valley. I want you to know that in public school, I was considered an imbecile.
Where?
In public school.
Public school.
Public school.
You were considered what?
An imbecile.
Is that good?
In my class, it was. And when I graduated, I earned a darn good living. Yes, sir, I used my head and made plenty of cabbage. Cabbage head Pinky, they call me.
Pinkham, I wish you'd use your head and figure out a way that I can get a girl for the annual maid dance in the bowl. There's only 1 week left, you know.
Well, I try to help you, Mr. Valley. I even sent your picture to the Lonely Hearts Club.
To the Lonely Hearts Club? What happened?
Well, they sent your picture back with a note saying, we're not that lonely.
Oh, nonsense. Well, right now I can marry a girl with $50,000.
Well, why don't you?
I haven't got the $50,000. But how about you, Pinky? Aren't you taking your girlfriend Cecilia to that dance?
No, I'm through it, Cecilia. Last night, we went to the movies. And all through the picture, she was necking in the balcony.
What's wrong with that?
I was sitting in the orchestra. Gee, I just gotta find somebody new. Gosh, if I could only find a woman.
Hey, excuse me, fellas.
I repeat, if I could only find a woman.
Mr. Valley, I'm Miss Collins. I heard you was looking for a girl to take to a dance. What kind would you like? A southern girl, maybe?
A southern girl? Say, that's my favorite.
Oh, thank y'all, honey child, y'all. You sure enough want to take poor little old me to the dance, y'all.
Well, next, you all.
Now, wait a minute, Pinky.
Quiet, Yankee!
Are y'all really a southerner, Pinky?
I'm a Lee, ma'am. I was born in the South. South Figueroa Street, that is. I never enjoy the breakfast unless I sit down to a big bowl of weevils. Yes, sir, I got the South in my mouth.
Yes, and your front teeth seem to be seceding from the Union. Listen, Claghorn Jr., if you're from the South, sir, where's your drawl?
They haven't come back from the laundry yet.
Well, tell me this, Pinky. Why is the Kentucky grass so blue?
You'd be blue, too, if every time you got high, they clipped you.
Miss Collins, the girl I take to the dance must be sophisticated, pretty, and a debutante.
Oh, but Rudy, darling, I'm so frightfully young to be truly sophisticated. I don't look 24, do I?
Not anymore. Say, Pinky, why don't you take Miss Collins to the dance? Go on, use your skill. Win this girl. Get that date.
Tote that barge. Lift that bale.
Yes, rock and land in Dale. Old Man River, he don't say nothing. He don't do nothing. He don't know nothing.
He's a dope, ain't he?
He didn't clear it.
Oh, Rudy, I'd so much rather go with you. You're so definite.
What's that again? What did you say?
I'd so much rather go with you. You're so definitely more appealing than anyone I know.
Thank you, dear girl. It is with the delicate quintessence of humility that I hasten to acquiesce to your sincere and heartfelt expression relative to some of my innate characteristics.
English translation, pardon, sister, I love it.
I do wish you'd take me to the dance, Mr. Valley. It's been a long time since a man went around with me.
I don't think a man could last around with you.
Quiet, hush, both of you. Listen to that beautiful music.
Mr. Valley, I don't hear anything.
You will in a moment. I am going to sing. Ladies and gentlemen of Villa Valley, you lucky people, lend me your ears and I shall fill them with melody. Are you listening? They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful, so they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and the thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way, so they say.
Leave your house some morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people shouting that love is grand.
To hold a girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say. Just like the sun-kissed mountains there.
Golden blonde, brunette or Titian, lovely, lustrous hair is always admired by men. So, girls, that's your cue to dream your hair and bring out all its natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dream your hair. And you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As Glamorous magazine cover girl and Dreen girl Lisa Fonza Greaves says,
I always use Dreen because the camera demands my hair be radiantly clean, every hair in place.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Now, Miss Collins, please stop pestering me to take you to that dance. Why don't you concentrate on Pinky here? He's a wonderful boy.
Thank you, Mr. Valley. I'm touched.
Oh, then you will take me to the dance, Pinky.
I said I'm touched, not touched. You see, Mr. Valley, I think...
You're not supposed to pink, Pinky. I mean... You're not supposed to think, Pinky, I mean. I mean, when I meet a girl, I believe in action. I don't think, I do.
I don't think you do either.
Miss Collins has the voice of a nightingale, the neck of a swan, the eyes of a bluebird.
Yeah, but she has the face of a vulture.
You seem to be in a very bad humor, dear boy. You must have gotten up on the wrong side of the floor this morning.
Pinky, don't you think I have a shape like a Minsky chorus girl?
No, but you got a shape like Minsky.
Pinky, look. Look who just walked into the club.
Who?
Marie McDonald.
Marie McDonald?
There's the girl I'm going to take to the May dance.
But Mr. Valley, she has a man with her. How are you going to get away from him if I'm not too dilapidated?
What is that last word?
Dilapidated. I'm saying high-class words, Mr. Valley.
Well, you see, Pinky, I thrive in competition. Come on, let's welcome Miss McDonald.
All right.
Now, watch carefully, Pinky, and learn something from a real master.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do, Miss McDonald? My, but you look ravishing. Now, let's talk about me. How do I look?
Oh, you look much better, Rudy.
Better than what?
I don't know. There must be something you look better than.
Attaboy! Master?
Oh, Marie, this is my busboy, Pinky Lee, and I apologize.
Oh, what a cute, adorable little boy.
You must be looking at me from an angle. Tell me, Miss McDonald, how does it feel to be alone with so many handsome men?
Well, frankly, I'm a little nervous, Pinky. Look at my legs. See how shaky I am?
I am looking at your legs. See how shaky I am.
Marie, my dear, I thought you told me we'd meet some celebrities here.
For your information, sir, our club is abundantly patronized by the elite of the cinema, by the indisputable leaders of the wireless, and by the foremost exponents of the legitimate.
English translation, the joint is crummy with actors.
Boys, this bored gentleman is my uncle, Roderick Essex III.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do?
Roderick Essex III, eh? Well, my uncle is Alphonse Valley IV.
Alphonse Valley IV? What is he responsible for?
Alphonse Valley V.
Mr. Valley, I'm in no mood for levity.
Pardon me, Mr. Buick.
Essex!
Well, it's time somebody traded you in.
Silence, you underslung toadstool. I wasn't addressing you.
I hope not. I'm old enough to dress myself.
Quiet, Pinky. Mr. Essex, I want to take your niece to the annual May dance.
I'm sorry, sir. My niece only goes out with certain men.
Well, what about me?
I'm not certain you're a man.
Uncle Frederick, please. I'm hurt and embarrassed.
I'm mad and insulted.
I'm an Abner. Maybe you don't know it, Mr. Escrow, or Axis, or Isthmus, or stuff. Anyway, Mr. Valley comes from very influential people. Yes, sir. His father owns 3 quarts of scotch. His mother has 2 pounds of butter. His sister owns 8 pairs of nylons. And Rudy Valley himself?
Yes?
He's the black sheep of the family. All he has is money.
Please forgive my Uncle Rudy. To me, you're so charming. You're so handsome. You're so young.
Oh, Marie.
Yes?
You're so right. Would you go to that dance with me, Marie?
Well, let me think it over, Rudy. It isn't right for a girl to be too anxious. After all, would Betty Grable throw herself at you?
No, but what a wonderful way to play catch. Excuse me, Marie, I want to talk to Pinky a moment. Pinky, come into the office.
Yeah? What do you want?
Now, listen, Pinky.
Uh-huh.
If I can convince Miss McDonald's uncle that I cater to celebrities here...
Yeah?
He's bound to let Miss McDonald go to that dance with me.
But, Mr. Valley, we ain't had a celebrity since Admiral Dewey stopped here on his way to Manila.
Oh, stop exaggerating, Pinky. Admiral Dewey never stopped here. That was Julius Caesar.
Oh, I see.
Now, here's what you do. Have Miss Collins go into the game room.
Uh-huh.
I'll keep Miss McDonald and her uncle in my private office.
Yes.
And when I turn on the loudspeaker, uh-huh. The loudspeaker, mind
yes,
you.
Yes, yes.
I want Miss Collins to imitate some of the more famous celebrities.
Oh, I see.
Now, go on, you do that while I go into the club to listen to Benny Kruger and Karl Marr's vocal group do that new number, We'll Gather Lilacs.
Okay, Mr. Valley.
Thank you.
Valley. Mr. Valley, come here. Mr. Valley, Miss Collins is waiting in the game room in front of the microphone, ready to imitate the celebrities.
Good. Oh, Marie, I would like very much to have you and your uncle meet our famous visitors in person. But you see, they're all having a sort of conference in our private banquet room. However, you can hear everything they say. This speaker is connected with the banquet room. I'll turn it on to one of the tables.
Oh, this is a lovely night for a party. Really, it is. The moon is full. The stars are full. My heart is full. My boyfriend is under the table. He's full, too. I feel so romantic tonight. Really, I do. Really, really, really.
Well, Mr. Essex, guess who that is?
Margaret O'Brien.
I didn't think you'd know. Well, let's try another table. Here goes.
Who was that?
Walter Winchell.
You know, it just occurred to me, Rudy. How is it Pinky and you weren't invited to that party?
Well, in Pinky's case, it was an oversight.
An oversight?
Yes, he was one sight they didn't want over.
Yeah. Just a minute, Mr. Valley. I can go to parties if I want, and I can go to that party if I want to. I'm even wearing my party suit.
Oh, yes, that's a dinner coat you're wearing, isn't it, Pinky?
Yeah, how can you tell?
Your dinner's still on it.
Thank you, I think. Listen, I'll have you know this is beautiful material. It's called unborn linoleum. You see, Miss McDonald, I don't go to parties anymore. The last party I attended, a beautiful young lady looked into my eyes and kissed me and said I, with her idea of a man. Just think of it. I, her idea of a man. Then her boyfriend walked in and they carried out her idea.
You mean they beat you?
Beat me? For 2 weeks, I lay on my bed, lingering between life and Esquire.
That will do, Pinky. Now, Marie, supposing we tune in on the table where Jack Benny and Mary Livingston are sitting.
Oh, Jack. Jack, listen to what Mama says in her last letter. Dear Mary, why don't you write? I haven't heard a penny from you in months. Last night, I saw Jack's new picture. What's his excuse this time? Everything here at home is very quiet. This morning, our neighbors stole their cow back. Nothing else is new, so goodbye until next time. Signed, Mama.
Wait a minute. I thought Jack Benny and Mary Livingston were in New York. How can they be in two places at the same time?
Radar.
Now, don't ask questions, Marie. Just listen.
Oh, Jack, look who just came in. Henry Aldrich and his friend Homer.
Come on, Homer. We're late enough as it is for this party.
Henry, I'm going home.
Homer, don't be silly. This is a very exclusive party. How do I look, Homer?
Well, from the front, you look super, Henry.
And from the back? Drooper.
Come on, let's eat, Henry. I'm hungry.
Well, Mr. Essex, are you convinced now about our celebrities?
Not quite. I haven't heard any of them entertained yet.
Oh, it's entertainment you want, is it? Well, by a very fortunate coincidence, it is time for my next song. I'll leave the door to the club open so you won't miss a single note of my boyish voice. Pleasant listening, Mr. Essex. Thank you, fans. I'm all ready, Benny. When I'm lonely for you, I want you to be lonely too. I'm kinda selfish that way. Morning, noon, day, and night, I don't want you to leave my side. I'm kinda selfish that way. I want every kiss, every touch, every glance when you're with me. If someone should intrude, don't blame me if I'm rude. Blame my jealousy. I'm possessive, I guess, wanting all your love, nothing less. I'm kinda selfish that way.
I want every kiss, every touch, every glance when you're with me. If someone should intrude, don't blame me if I'm rude. Blame my jealousy. I'm possessive, I guess. Wanting all your love, nothing less. I'm kind of selfish that way.
This is how one poet portrayed a beautiful woman. Her glossy hair was clustered o'er a brow, bright with intelligence and fair and smooth. Yes, glossy, shining hair has a way of first catching a man's eye and then his heart. And what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its gleaming beauty. As much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Rudy, my uncle's favorite celebrity is Judy Canova. She wouldn't be at that private party by any chance, would she?
Judy Canova, of course. Listen.
Howdy, folks. I'm sorry I'm late. I just had me a fight with my boyfriend, Waldo. He offered to let me keep his engagement ring, but I made him take back the ring. I told him it looks better in his nose than it does in mine. Anyhow, I like Rudy Valley better. I just love to listen to Rudy play his saxophone. The saxophone was Rudy's first love. Too bad he was jilted. Rudy says that today he plays the saxophone just to kill time. Sure has a good weeping. And another.
Something she ate, no doubt.
There must be something wrong with the equipment at the other end. Pinky,
what?
Go into the banquet room where Miss Collins is and fix it.
Want me to fix it? Yes, okay, I'll go.
Oh, you know, Marie, I'm looking forward to that dance. You ought to see how the crowd watches me when I do the rumba. Especially after the dance when they're giving me artificial respiration. What am I saying? I don't understand it, Marie. You saw me do the rumba last night at the Trocadero. Why was everyone staring at me?
Rudy, the rumba is a special kind of dance. Mm-hmm. You can't just do the minuet and add a bump.
Now she tells me. Well, perhaps I'm not the best dancer in the world, Marie, but you ought to see me intermission.
Hmm?
You know the time when a boy steals a kiss from a girl.
Oh, that's all you men think about. Kissing. You seem to forget that in 100 years, kissing will be a thing of the past.
In 100 years, who cares?
Mr. Valley, if you don't mind, I'd like to listen in to those celebrities again.
All right, sir. I think Pinky must have it adjusted by now. I'll turn on the switch.
Don't worry about it, Miss Collins. They can't hear us. The loudspeaker's out of order anyway.
Pinky, do you think Miss McDonald will go to the dance with Mr. Valley?
Yeah, I hope not. I want Miss McDonald to go with me. Darn that Valley. He thinks he can win a girl with his highfalutin talk. But I'm just as falutin as he is. In fact, falutiner. He always wants everything for himself. But believe me, Miss Collins, I fixed him yesterday. I told him where to get off.
You did?
Yeah. He was standing on my chest at the time. Then I got up, see? Drew myself up to my full 4 feet, looked him straight in the knee. And then I said these immortal words. Damoth M. Ecam Uoi Hu. Damoth M. Ecam Uoi Hu.
What's that?
Ooh, you make me so mad, spelled backwards.
You know, Pinky, I wouldn't let Mr. Valley push me around like that.
Well, you're a woman. You got muscles. And another thing, Miss Collins, I don't like the way he made you imitate all those celebrities just to impress Marie McDonald and her uncle. Believe me, Miss Collins, I'll tell you a lot more.
Oh, Rudy.
Yes, Marie.
You heard what Pinky just said. Well?
Have you read Little Orphan Annie today?
Is it true what Pinky said?
Of course not. I think my fudge is burning.
Mr. Valley, I'm glad I found out the kind of a person you are. And before I leave, there's just one thing I have to say to you.
What's that?
Oh, you make me so mad.
Mary Livingston, Katharine Hepburn, Judy Canova, and Homer and Henry of the Aldrich family were impersonated by Colleen Collins. Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Republic Pictures, Benny Krueger and his music, and Rudy Valley will present two especially chosen Memorial Day compositions.
It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song, we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again.
Probably, there isn't a housewife in the United States who wouldn't like to see more soap available, more nylons, and more of all the things that we all need. One way to help speed the plentiful return of peacetime products is to keep on saving used kitchen fats. They're still desperately needed. So everybody, every day, save every drop. A bow for the cast. A bow for the cast.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Markle. Remember, Thursday night is another one of the all-star nights on NBC. So tune in earlier next Thursday for a great parade of stars. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes. Say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, tomorrow get Dreft.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.